Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. John Kerry is in the Middle East today, but before arriving for talks in Baghdad, the Secretary of State sat down in Cairo for seemingly amicable talks with the new Egyptian President, General al-Sisi. Talks that signaled that Washington will continue to offer and resume threatened military aid to Egypt, despite a controversial trial of three Al Jazeera journalists. Today they were sentenced to 3 to 7 years by a court in Cairo. The prosecution didn't even bother to bring forward any evidence of their guilt. They've been held in jail in Egypt since December, convicted of conspiring with the former legal and in power Muslim Brotherhood to destabilize the country. David Kirkpatrick is Cairo bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, and knows the journalists well.
I am a journalist working in Egypt. I know Mohamed Fahmy. He's worked for The New York Times before. I consider all three of these people to be my colleagues. And it is a very dark day here.
David was in the courtroom today when the sentence was handed down, a moment, he says, that was a slap in the face to the Western world.
I have to say that today I can only imagine Secretary of State Kerry is feeling a little bit embarrassed. On his appearance here in Cairo yesterday, he pretty much gave Sisi a kind of pat on the back. You know, he said he was here to renew the American partnership with Egypt, which he called very important. He said that the suspended military aid, all $1.3 billion a year of it, would soon be back on its way. And he said that Sisi had said some things to him about trying to reevaluate or improve the human rights conditions here, and that he'd even talked to Mr. Sisi about this case in particular. And just a day later, we have these, you know, frankly preposterous charges carried out and these journalists sentenced in what appears to be what I think most people see as an attempt to intimidate others in the Egyptian media.
How closely is al-Sisi watching this trial as a first event or one of the very first real international events since his election? It might seem a curious opening gambit.
I would not call it a gambit on his part. I think that this was put in motion ahead of him, but certainly I think this sends a message to Egyptian journalists, quite frankly, and to anyone else who might care to express their political dissent publicly. This is for sure now a dangerous place to operate. All of us here in the Foreign Press Corps in Cairo are watching very closely to see if he will take any action or pardon these jailed journalists.
So he has a considerable autonomy here.
Yeah, there's even a tradition of Arab strongmen pardoning a few people as soon as they come to power. So that's, I think, what we're all hoping for now that the court has issued a conviction.
Do people view that as just the price you have to pay for stability? And my God, I'm so glad we're not experiencing the unrest that we were experiencing a year and a half ago.
Well, obviously, that's going to depend on who you talk to. But the people who disagree with that do so very quietly at this point if they want to stay safe. I can say that when I speak to professors, even at the American University, which used to be a kind of island protected from, government pressure under former President Hosni Mubarak, even at the American University, they are now afraid, and they're thinking twice about what they put in their syllabus because they don't want to run afoul of this new government.
All right, David Kirkpatrick, thanks so much.
Okay, good talking to you.
David Kirkpatrick is Cairo bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Cairo.